everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer, as it'll be available on both Superior Livestock.com and on liveauctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at expressranches.com. Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by Aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Triple-digit gains seen in all livestock markets today as feeder cattle futures surged to limit gains of $6.75 per hundredweight based on buyers flooding into the oversold market. Nearby live cattle trade remained under limited pressure despite triple-digit gains in deferred contracts. September corn futures were 4 cents lower today. The Dow Jones 670 points lower. NASDAQ down 236 points. Over in live cattle today, mixed trade was seen with narrow losses in August and October futures, while the rest of the complex held on to strong gains. The ability for strong triple-digit gains to redevelop throughout the end of the week will go a long way in redeveloping market stability through all cattle trade. April through August contracts, though, holding the most aggressive gains, trading $2 to $2.50 per hundredweight higher. Cash cattle activity interest still remains limited here on Wednesday, with feedlot managers unwilling to actively step into the market given the volatility over the last couple of days. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, higher, up $4.51 in select and up $5.05 per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 83 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, front month August feeder cattle futures locked in limit gains of $6.75 per hundredweight following the active buying support flooding into the complex here on Wednesday. Other nearby contracts have pulled back from morning highs but traded at $5 to $6 per hundredweight higher. The lack of follow-through selling in the entire cattle complex following the fear-driven liquidation early in the week has opened the door for additional sharp gains as traders become more focused on the ability for the packing industry to absorb production losses from the shutdown Kansas plant. Meanwhile, today in grains, corn trade was 1 to 2 cents lower, soybean trade 3 to 5 cents lower, with meal $2 to $3 lower, oil was 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 1 to 3 cents higher, with Kansas City trying to take the lead. The Kansas City-Chicago spread back to 88 cents, fading back again from the highs. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.